It is right here on my wrist.
What?
It means
oh, I see it.
Yo. I don't know.
You don't have to rap. You gotta talk louder, though.
I don't know. What's the subject?
Why do you have a bad headache?
I don't know. It hurts real bad right now, though. Things are fucking turning.
What kind of headache?
Oh, migraine. And my eyeball. And it hurts.
And your eyeball.
I love that this is how we start.
Sorry. It just hurts.
I don't even know the name.
Of what?
The podcast.
Yeah, they do. When they click on it, you read the title.
You don't know the name.
It's fucking...
It is hashtag #ScrubbaDubbaNuts.
No, it's not. I just named it Anarchy Records.
ScrubbaDubbaNuts.
ScrubbaDub. It's purple.
My nuts are purple?
Purple tree.
Purple tree? Mm-hmm. Is that what I'm changing it to? It's not going to be Anarchy Records. Or no, it's going to be Anarchy Records : Purple Tree.
Purple haze.
Purple tree. I like purple tree.
Purple zoom.
Purple zoom.
Zoom.
You'd be good at naming some drugs, but
I know.
Purple zoom.
I'm gonna add like the most sativa.
I gotta add a zoom sound later.
It's like the most sativa of the sativa. And it wakes you up fully. Then you go zoom, so it's the purple zoom.
What are you making? What?
The most intense.
Okay, so the first question is...
The first question is...
If you could start any business, what would it be?
A lube factory.
A lube factory? You could start a lube factory, Jerry?
Honestly, like, it wouldn't be a business. I would just buy, like, you know how you can buy, like, a McDonald's store?
Mm-hmm. So you'd buy a business?
Stocks.
You'd buy, like, a chain?
I'd buy, like, a chain of, like, Forever 21 or fucking, like, Urban Outfitters or something, because they probably make fat bank just from all the basic-ass teenage girls.
So you'd buy a chain? Jerry would start a lube factory, although I don't think that's true.
I could see him do... Well,
no. I could see him doing it, but I don't think he would.
Yeah, that. I'm just gonna become a rapper. Fuck that. That's my business, I mean.
So, Lube Factory rapper. Forever 21 over here. Eating a mint.
Let me have them. These, like, the ones that are giving, like, Olive Garden?
Yeah.
These are the best.
You're so happy. You're adorable.
I would start, like, a garage, like a mechanic shop, but a big one. Or, you know. A record label. Because both of those sound very entertaining.
Hold it, motherfucker.
Do you believe in a higher being?
Yeah, that's a dick.
Yeah. Are you for a bud?
Yeah.
Do you believe in a higher being, Jerry?
You said yes.
Oh, okay, well, so do I. That was kind of a lame question. Do you prefer to travel or stay close to home?
Travel.
If you could choose one place to travel to.
Japan.
Where and why?
Because the culture is fucking bomb and they have the best food. Almost anywhere in Asia, honestly, but Japan.
Mexicans have the best food.
That's not true.
No.
Yeah.
Can I have one?
I've been to Mexico and I've eaten authentic... Oh, I thought you were
packing
your fucking
room. Sweet. Thank you.
I've had authentic Japanese food, and I've been to Mexico and eaten authentic Mexican food, and I'm pretty sure I'd go to Japan for food, if it was food-related.
Elijah.
If it was food-related, I would go to Japan. I mean, I'd go to Japan anyway, because they have the cars I like. Where would you go, Jerry? Where and why?
Anywhere tropical, because it's somewhere he's never been.
Fair enough.
The Bahamas.
The Bahamas? You're so pathetic.
Somewhere tropical, like Rio.
Rio. He wants to go to Bora Bora.
Rio, you sick as fuck to get to.
Rio, that'd be dope. You want to go to Bora Bora, the place where, like, there's just a bunch of huts and, like, a big old bridge and everything's in the ocean?
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
I know this man better than he does.
What's the longest you've gone without showering?
5 days.
A week and a half? You sicko.
He lived in
I can
his
barely
car.
Go a day without showering.
I lived in my car for 6 months.
Someone else told this.
It's just, I'm so quick to just be like, hey, don't
I
talk
said,
about
it,
him.
Cause
oh. I well, I was.
Don't point the mic this way.
Okay.
Babe.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too.
Oh, yeah, you lived in your car for 6 months. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about living in your car.
Aww. It's ass.
It starts topic. It's conversation.
I know, but it just makes me sad to think about my baby living in his car.
Well, you know, people go through hardships.
Shit happens. It's just a bitch.
Come on, Jerry. You gotta elaborate. It's a podcast, my bro. My boy.
Wait. I don't know, what do you want to know about living in your car, like...
Everything, just go
for it. Having
just
to step outside every time to piss.
Just talk.
Shit, I don't know.
No? I won't well, find that. Described your perfect man slash woman.
What this?
Kind of looks like Pinocchio, but with pretty hair and funny eyebrows and cute ears and a cool denim jacket, and he's a runner.
Cute ears.
He has
elaborate.
Cute ears. Look at his ears.
The listeners can't see his ears.
Okay, but like,
just
like
describe
so
his ears.
They're like the perfect little cartoon ears, like perfect little curve with the little earlobe. His earlobes are detached, and they're just like small, but like not too small, and they're just adorable.
I plead the fifth.
You don't want to describe your perfect man or woman? Come on, Jerry, describe your perfect man.
His perfect woman is Zendaya.
Describe your perfect man, Jerry. Don't lie to me.
I am a perfect man. I am a god.
You just sound incredibly conceited.
I don't care. I am a god. I am whatever I think I am.
I am. Whatever you say, I am.
I'm a man who sold his soul to Satan to get my dick sucked by a couple sluts on the side of the street in Central.
Pretty sure if there are a couple sluts, they'd do it without you selling your soul, but...
I did it anyways, for the hell of it. It seemed like a thrill. I was on ecstasy.
You sold your soul.
You've never done ecstasy.
You sold your soul just for fun? Who sells their soul for fun?
He's never done ecstasy.
I was fucked up. I was drunk.
I know he's never done ecstasy.
You're a liar. Can't even keep your story straight.
You can't even keep my shit. Just kidding.
Dang. Alright.
The saltiness,
this is what it's like recording with a couple.
She just had to ruin my badass story and like put me down.
Jerry.
Oh, it hit me, woman.
Did you just call her woman? I want to hit you.
I don't care about
him
calling her woman.
That's funny.
I see how it is. I'm not your perfect woman.
I said I plead the fifth. I did not say
that.
Shit.
Therefore, that means she's not
so
your perfect woman.
Your perfect woman.
I didn't say
even
shit.
Even though I said you were my perfect man.
You said I look like fucking Pinocchio. What
you
kind of shit is
slim,
this? Like,
pointy head. And like a slightly
pointy Pinocchio nose. Looks like. I don't even know how it looks.
Maybe she likes Pinocchio.
Oh, you're sick. You're like a real boy.
I'm a real boy!
All you have to do is make him lie. This has been 10
that's
straight minutes of nonsense.
That's
the
cool.
Birds are fighting in the tree again.
I'm not your perfect woman. That's tight.
What is the craziest thing you've ever done?
Ran across a busy highway.
That's fun, isn't it? Hold this.
No, it was scary as fuck.
Why was it scary?
Because it was running across a busy highway during the balloon fiesta season, so people were driving like fucking maniacs.
You don't need to go.
Raid somebody's house.
Well, Jerry, that's incriminating yourself.
There's no evidence of it. People would have wrecked themselves.
There's no evidence of it.
They don't know if it's
happening. I'm recording.
What is his real name?
I just said it.
He said Jerry.
It is Jeremiah Watts.
And he has a brother named Garrett Watson.
And his last name is just Watts.
No.
Not Watson.
My ping.
I am Nikolai.
Fuck no. You stupid cunt.
I am here to fuck your mother. I never go away.
I wish you were.
Do not forget about Nikolai. He is part of this conversation.
What's your name? What's your pseudonym?
Yeah, let's see everybody's pseudonym. No. It's Jessica Parker.
Jessica Parker. You want to know something interesting about the name Jessica Parker?
Sure.
Pretty sure Spider-Man has a daughter named Jessica Parker.
Is that a good name for your perfect woman?
Jessica Parker?
Jessica Parker. Here.
No, because no. I'm the woman. I see.
You're good.
It's cool.
You're good?
You want to know what my name is? My name is Owl.
Anal Queen?
FC. You're a chode.
I had to.
Oh my whatever, God, there's a bat. About your perfect woman.
Yeah, you didn't know that? They always fly around. No, there's actual bats that fly around here, Jerry.
I think so. Can I have another one? Another one?
All you had to do was ask. You know, it'd be cool. We can't say their name because we ain't sponsored. But you know, it'd be cool if we got sponsored.
Yeah.
You don't think that'd be cool?
It's like gum, but...
So, Jessica.
I am. I'm Cherry. I'm Cherry Jerry.
No, you're Jerry Watts. Cherry Jerry Watts.
The... not so perfect man.
Is he not perfect because he didn't tell you you were perfect for him?
Yeah, if I'm not conceited. Perfect for him.
Conceited is your perfect woman? Is that what you said? Why'd you say the word conceited?
Alright.
Why did you say conceited?
I know what you're saying.
What?
You're describing your perfect woman.
No.
Oh, really? Then what was it?
I have Tourette's.
Oh,
he develop it? Develops it?
But I get
stressful
situations.
Oh, never mind, this gets us talking. Keep talking. It's entertaining. I listed us under comedy, so this is funny.
I see how it is, you motherfucker.
You motherfucker, she's off.
It's cool.
Alright.
No, I don't know, I'm just conceited.
What are you most worried about right now? Breaking up with my boyfriend?
What my boyfriend would do if I retaliated.
To what?
You being a cop.
What motivates you?
What motivates me to do what?
Anything. Anything and everything.
What inspires you to get out of bed in the morning?
To make myself better.
That's a good answer. I was not expecting that.
He's not like...
I was expecting a more sophisticated answer. What inspires you?
Being financially stable enough, early enough to where I can have kids and still be young.
No. You don't need no damn kids this early.
She's not talking about now. She doesn't even have a job. She can't even get a job.
Not for like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, but if I'm financially stable by the time I'm 19, like enough to have a kid.
I do not care. Well, I don't know. When I'm 23, that's a different story. You better be out of high school because...
Babe, shut your mouth. I want to be a mother. I can be a mother whenever I want to be a mother.
No, I have to fucking put that shit in there.
He's just going to stop cold turkey.
Oh. You fucking start threatening me with babies. You know damn sure you ain't good.
I don't want babies right now. I'm 5.
You're 5?
I am a child.
Well, stop talking about wanting to be a mother already.
That's like my biggest dream.
Okay, that's cool, but...
Look, you have the weirdest goals and aspirations in life.
I just want to be a mom. Our mom is shit.
I know, but like, that's just like the weirdest goal and aspiration.
I love children.
Why am I just rubbing Jerry's leg with my knuckles? Like, it's only up to here.
Yeah, get back.
Come you better, on. you better calm down there, mister.
I don't want to.
It is mine, then.
You want to?
No, I packed the first one.
Well, I know, but...
I packed the first one.
Okay, simmer down. Oh, and we can talk about it legally, because we're legal here now.
Is it in New Mexico?
Yeah.
Yes.
Since when?
Since Thursday.
Like 2 days. Yeah, it was like a couple days.
Call Zach right now. He's been waiting for it to happen.
I'm not going to call Zach.
He probably knows.
No, because just earlier today he was it's going to be
legal. No, he was like, it is legal, it is. And no, I don't want children now, but I want to... be successful enough to where I can have kids with no worries of not being able to ever support them in any way or get them things that they want. Or...
I feel like that's... a daytime, or like a talk show host, because you guys talk more than me.
I see, well, I ain't gonna have to worry about my kids. I was just a housewife right there. Starting a bit. So what you want, you're setting yourself up to be like, I'm gonna put like 7 of them bitches in there and I'm okay.
7? Oh my god.
I would kill you.
I will refuse to have 3. I will literally get my tubes tied.
I don't want no more
2
than 1. Fuck that.
It's gonna hysterectomy. If
that happens, I don't want to pay for that. Fucking...
shit happens, I don't want to pay for that. Oh.
7 kids, dude.
Oh, hell no.
I better
like,
be working as a fucking astronaut to be paying that fucking
They don't even
support.
Send anybody
that's
to the moon.
Yeah, that's what I fucking say.
Just 2.
Did you know that there's
but
a...
But I want lots of nieces and nephews.
Did you know that there's a conspiracy theory? Like, you know how everybody says the moon landing was fake?
Yeah.
There's a conspiracy out there that the moon is fake and it's just something keeping us blinded.
That's what I've been thinking, like, the clouds in the sky is, like, just a mirage that we're just, like,
There's a conspiracy theory that the trees are aliens and so are the clouds. Or the clouds are the ships, my bad.
How are the trees aliens?
I don't... It's like Rudder. She was seeing the true world, man.
Well, fences have eyes, dude. Like, fuck that shit.
Cars have eyes. Screw the fences. The cars. They have faces. Wow, this got weird.
Look it up. I know, dude. Pull it up on the phone. So you can watch it.
Okay, hold on. I have more questions. Describe your perfect day, Imani. Jessica Parker, my
wake
bad.
Up in the
wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
You wake up. I wake up next to my man's. Get up, he wakes up at about the same time. I go make breakfast for him. We sit and eat together. And then later we like come out and smoke or we like go walk to Dollar General to get like some snacks or something. And then later we like in the evening we start getting ready because we're gonna go on like a date. Like we go, have a good ass time. I spoil my man. Then we come home, lay down, and fall asleep together.
That sounds like a day you've had before.
Yeah.
So you live your best life?
Is that what you're saying? Best life. That or just like concerts, like Warped Tour. Warped Tour is.
I like how she went from like her sweet innocent side to death metal side.
Like Warped Tour is honestly, even though it's hot and miserable and sweaty and gross and dehydrating, I feel like I would, like, it's rage so. Like
she's talking.
It's so fun. It's amazing.
Now what were you saying?
I feel like I would rage too hard in Warped Tour. Why? Would you off like two times in Hazard?
That'd be dope.
If I could go on stage and show like rap with them.
I would never go take acid before.
Fuck yeah, I would do acid.
Baby, you've
so
never
bad,
gone to
it.
A concert that would. Well, at least the concerts
well,
I go
for
to.
For the first
no, wait,
time.
Baby.
Like...
No, I'm talking the concerts I go to because I listen to like very like heavy like screamo shit. And usually
know,
there's a lot of fire and shit.
My,
like, I would freak
out. Antonio Diaz almost took me to do that one where they go to, like they separate just for the dogs and you cross the stage.
Oh, the death wall?
Yeah, that's a death wall.
Yeah, my friend Antonio almost took me to that. He doesn't. He doesn't. Can I have him?
I thought you'd never been to a concert, Jerry.
I haven't. And I had a Jeezy ticket, and then I lost it. So.
That
sucks.
I don't know. I've just never been.
That scared me. Describe your perfect day, bud.
Pretty much same thing with her, except I pay for everything.
Alrighty then.
What?
He'd be paying for everything. It's a man complex. I understand it.
I've always paid for everything, okay? It's not gonna change.
But you had a good job. I spoiled
that you had a job.
I called that fucking guy from Bolt O'Reilly every day in the week, and apparently that guy had to work. Like, what am I gonna do? Like, fucking tell that motherfucker to work.
Yes.
Like, I just call him and tell him he's out there. And, okay. Can't do much from there. Okay, thank you. Good day.
So what you're saying is you want the exact same day, but because you think your dick's better than everybody's, you want to pay for it? I mean, I like paying for things too, but like, I don't have money. She's gonna pay for it. You don't have money, Jerry. She's gonna pay for it. Leave it at that.
Neither of us have money. She just barely gets money every now and then.
That's still more often than you, and I always spend on you, fucker.
If you guys told me that you wanted $60 to go on a date. $60 to go on a date. And if I knew you weren't gonna buy Bud with it. If I gave her the money, not you guys, if I gave her the money. What you're saying is you would be mad because she's paying.
Yeah, I wouldn't let her take me out.
Well, then I'm taking her out.
You can take her out.
You can sit at home.
I will sit at home. I won't let her pay for you.
Stop. You don't. That is little dick energy right there.
Well,
you got
I'll,
like.
Then I'll give you some little dick energy and put my foot down. And
you got like not even tripped it. Like fucking maggot dick right here. Stop it.
I got a pussy. No woman's gonna pay my rent.
I already have so many times. You've taken me out on one date. I've taken us out on like six. And we've been together for 5 months. Yeah, so fuck you. Eat my dick. I'ma pay.
And I have a feeling I paid for a part of a couple of those.
No.
I paid in gas.
Maybe. A couple of them he had a car.
2 weeks. Plan out your date. You got 2 weeks.
You're gonna just pay for a date?
And that don't mean no Albuquerque nonsense down here and a good date.
Damn, that ain't shit, doesn't it?
And I can't be Sakura, that's way too expensive.
No, I was gonna say, like, even though it's kind of shitty, it'd still be cute to go to, like, the little putt-putt place.
I used to work
there. I said 2 weeks. I said 2 weeks, not 3 months. It doesn't open until the summer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or, like, towards the end of spring.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Huh.
We can't go to Gamelands because we have a heart attack.
Applebee's, Chili's, Reduce Clothes.
Applebee's?
B-dubs?
B-dubs in a movie? Because they're right there? Because Shazam will be out.
Not until the Friday, but okay.
Yeah?
She's always bad. I can't believe you guys don't want to watch Shazam, dude.
I don't really care. I don't like the DC movies that have come out.
DC's movies. Yeah, I like
Aquaman. Well, I like Aquaman. That's Marvel.
No, what's DC,
DC,
baby? He's part of Justice League.
Yeah.
What the fuck? And how is he just... I'm so confused.
You guys have to know how much the tickets cost.
For 2 tickets at a nighttime show, it's $15.50.
It's $31. Nishi. $31.
How does that add up to $31?
$15.50.
Yeah, for 2
tickets.
No,
that's for 2 tickets together.
Oh, okay, so $15.50, my bad. Yeah, do elaborate more,
my
bad. I
don't know the singular, but I've always bought 2
$7.25.
Okay. It's $15.50 for
2 tickets. $15.50, 2 tickets. Do you guys normally get, like, concession wise? Or anything?
Extra large popcorn and 2 extra large drinks.
How much does that cost?
Like.
Fuck.
Like, around.
Pull up the menu.
$10.
That's more than $10.
Yeah, large popcorn.
No,
because
one $8. Extra large popcorn, and then I get an icy, which is like $1.50, and he gets
extra
a large drink.
So he can get that refill.
He gets a large drink.
They don't even do it with larges, though, so bad.
Okay, well then, since I know it's more than $10 because they're expensive.
Let's say like $15. So
that's what I was
like
gonna say. I was gonna say fit. Yeah.
Or $30.50.
It's $30.50.
Either way.
How much do you plan on getting a B-dubs?
I usually only get a salad and a drink.
Like, maybe like a medium. Fucking Asian Zoom.
Boneless or non
boneless?
So that medium is $12.75. How much does your thing normally cost?
Like $13.25 or so.
$13.25 and $12.25, so what's that together? I can't math.
This one's 28. Okay.
28.
Plus $30. Left, technically. As like,
well, it depends on how many refills you get.
I usually don't ever
get
a refill.
Yeah, I
don't
get refills if they cost anything. I just go out.
Well, for sodas, like anything more than water, they cost.
Well, yeah, I know, but I usually.
And milk. Milk, they don't care.
I usually don't get a refill.
Okay, so no refills because those are normally $1.50. Well, what would you get with the $2?
Probably like a candy or something.
How much did all that add up to?
Like, plus the $2?
Yes.
$60?
Okay.
And we have it all recorded, so I remember. That was lame.
That made me sad.
Why are you going to be sad?
Don't. Ow! You mother bitch.
You bitch.
Mother bitch. No. Stop it. Get out. Cut it out.
How would your friends describe you?
Well, I don't know. Everybody just thinks I'm a bitch.
That's whack. How would your friends describe you?
I have no idea. I wonder that every day. Because then when I ask people like what they think, what they actually think about me, I just don't honestly believe like what they're telling me.
Why is that?
It's because you have trust issues, huh?
Yeah.
That's whack. But okay. What do your friends describe you?
I said I don't know. Everybody just thinks I'm a bitch.
Oh, okay. I like how you guys don't ask me the question. It makes me sad.
You're like
interviewing
us.
I know.
I know, but like when you like.
Oh, I can't get up.
Watch out the pipes.
I'm a late night show host right now, basically. You know.
That's hard.
I don't know what it is. Let's be real.
It's not a hot topic anymore, I promise. Because clothes-wise or, like, shoes-wise, like, style-wise, fashion-wise, it's Vans or, like, Tilly's or Zubas.
Damn, I'm trying to get this off the list of mouth. It's hard.
But, like, otherwise, it's probably Victoria's Secret or, like, Sephora.
Wow, a group of
stone wall.
That is true.
Hmm?
Hollister. Or a head start.
Hollister.
I got it out.
No. No. Are you proud?
Hey. No fighting. You can argue, but no fighting. Cut it out.
Did you powder?
What is the best thing about your gender? What do you identify as?
She can't get no time.
Okay.
That's not how you ask.
How nurturing we can be.
How and what?
How nurturing we can be, how protective we can become over somebody the
okay,
second
the
we start to care
out.
About them whatsoever.
Okay. What's the best thing about your gender, Jerry?
You guys are bitches.
I wasn't asking you.
You guys got stupid peepees.
Super athletic, like, driver athletic.
Female.
Like, hella common sense, like. We have a lot more like open world common sense rather than like knowledge sense, and like we can more put shit together like a lot more easy and sick.
That is actually very true. The five smartest people in the women are the top, and there are more women in the top five smartest people in the world compared to men. And come on, Jerry, there's more female athletes out there. You know it. There's gotta be.
What doing? Most girls just like to stay fit just to keep their body toned. They're not like actual athletes. They just do that.
Most. It is more guys because, like, there's not as many professional female.
They're my mints.
There's basketball and soccer.
Soccer, softball.
Softball, it only goes to college.
It's still on TV. I don't care.
I know, but it's not like you can't make like a legit career out of it.
I'm sure you can.
No, you have to become like a coach or something.
Still a career.
Yeah, but like I'm talking like you can't go into like the NFL or softball.
They even have one of those. Called the LFL. It's the Laundry Football League.
Oh, no, I'm talking about, like, softball. But, like, professional league. But I know about that.
Cheerleading?
Yeah, I'm saying that there's... Fun. There are less female sports that go professional than men's.
It doesn't need to go professional.
There are more male athletes.
It doesn't need to go professional. Professional just means you're good at what you do.
Oh, stop. But that means there's more leagues and more ways to play. And there's less options for women.
Alright. Fair enough.
It's okay, but people are into watching men beat the shit out of each other rather than women beat the shit out of each other.
I don't know. Those women go wild. It's kind of fun.
I like the women NFL. That shit's fun.
Or, like, women on the UFC. They go ham. If you could choose your last meal, what would it be? And why? I'm not asking you. Shush.
This would be tacos.
Bacon. Yeah, just like a whole pack of bacon or just one piece of bacon, like a bacon bit.
Like bacon.
Bacon bits, a whole pack of bacon, some bacon, some more bacon,
carne
rainbow bacon.
Red chili.
Carne alvada.
Red chili on it. I just sealed it. That's all.
Why? You're so lame with your answers. What would your last meal be? Why?
Dumpling, pot stickers, some pho, some ramen, some sushi.
Did you order some spotted
dick? And then like some egg drop soup and like. And some steak, and then like some Brussels sprouts, and like
cheesecake. You realize you couldn't eat all of this, right?
Oh no, I'm taking like one bite of everything.
I hate you. You're gonna end up being one of those like. You're gonna become a meme of like the final words or final meal thing.
Yeah. If they're gonna like give me whatever I want and like I'm gonna have some food before I die, that's what I wanna have. And I want it to be expensive, I want it to make their life difficult.
You just say Cheesecake Factory.
Oh no,
just
I want
eat
all
the cheesecake Asian you possibly
food.
Can.
No, because I don't like rich foods, like very. Maybe lean back.
Cold.
You are my pillow.
It's not cold. Come on, Jerry.
Jeremiah, get off of me.
What?
Oh, and maybe some like. Like a little bit of hot meat. Maybe some. Like avocado. Some strawberries.
Come on, dick.
And then like
what you looking at there, buddy? You ain't gotta watch out.
Chocolate.
I hate you. I'm looking at the 20 minutes we still have.
Oh, this has been a breeze.
That's why I said we just gradually, but it didn't happen gradually, it happened pretty instantly.
Okay. I have to ask another question.
What? Your favorite smell?
Ooh. Pussy.
You're such a guy. And you're just like the funny guy at the group. What the heck? Yeah. Stop.
Dirty lying bitch. Get it, baby, get it. I really like... you remember that oil I had for my diffuser? That like tropical, kind of like pineapple-y, coconut, but like florally smell?
Mm-hmm.
I really like that smell, but I also really love like warm smells like apple and cinnamon, or like vanilla and cinnamon, brown sugar vanilla.
And cinnamon.
I love cinnamon.
I guess, like, the smell of when, like, I'd go camping at the lake and I'd wake up at, like, 6:30 or so in the morning and smell the air.
Just the forest air, since there's all the woods around you, it's just straight oxygen.
Just picturing that.
That's why there's trees in higher places. It produces all the oxygen. Why?
The smell of rain and salt.
It just smells good and like relaxes.
What's his? One thing. Weird about you.
Weird about me?
Yes, but she's answering.
He has two pupils.
Oh, that's right. But that's not weird, that's just cool. Or is it just, it's so weird it's cool?
It's so cool. Cause it's weird. What's another thing? He can make really weird faces. Like, he can make himself look like a completely different person.
It's a completely different person now.
What?
I was trying to make him...
Oh, get him to, like...
I'm not videoing, but...
His face all weird.
He's normal Jerry again.
No, yeah, but he'll just do like some weird ass faces that he just doesn't look like.
He's himself. Crying.
Weird about you, man. I don't know anything weird about you. Everything about you is weird. No, dude, except
for me. Are you gonna be one of those people that's all vain and is like, I don't know anything weird about me?
No, like, I feel like I'm pretty, like, basic. Like, nothing's really weird about me. Like, I don't know. Maybe what's something that's weird about me?
Do you want to know something that's weird about you? That you have...
You got so scared.
That you have the ability to like some of the most intelligently retarded people ever.
I know, I love him.
We ask that questions, making the same questions pop up.
I have the ability to love smart, stupid people.
Are you afraid of death?
No.
Why?
Because it's my time to go. Well, I did what I could to make my life good from the amount that I got to live. And so, from there, oh well.
Are you afraid of death? Why?
I'm not gonna die. Take my time.
And you talk so quiet, you need to talk louder.
So if I die, I die.
Like, it is what it is, dog. I heard that.
It's my time. Obviously, I'm supposed to be here, and I'd already be dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
saying. About 4 months ago. Isn't the 12th? Wasn't the 12th?
It's 16th. Fourth?
Well, 2 days ago. Saturday. Mm-hmm. Interesting. You guys are very similar on that one. What is your favorite pizza top?
Sauces.
Ooh, so that's a good one right there.
The,
your favorite pizza topping.
Duke City pizza. Beyond
cheese.
Like, yeah. The Duke City pizza is like perfect. It's like the parmesan with the shredded ham and the green chili, and then it had like cheddar cheese on it too. It's thin crust. Hey Joe.
Hmm.
What's your favorite pizza topping?
I don't necessarily have a favorite pizza topping.
Bitch, you said you wanted us to ask the questions and then you don't have an answer?
I had answers for other questions, but
you
I think
I'm gonna put shrooms on the pizza.
Ew.
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 I think
you just have to grind it up and sprinkle it.
5.5 grams of
I don't necessarily have a favorite
that
pizza.
You
guys suck. You ask me the question and then you start talking and then you get unfocused.
I'm sorry, I got a notification It's cold.
We still got 12 minutes.
That's me.
To you. Well, that's not like the question.
Okay.
Would you rather be rich and ugly or poor and good looking?
Poor and good looking.
That's just what you are right now, Jerry. That's
true.
That's something. That's not something you'd
poor
rather
and
be.
Ugly. Or poor and ugly. Poor and good looking, because then I could just like marry like a sexy ass doctor and like I'd be fine.
What do you usually eat in the morning?
Eggs and toast.
Eggs and toast. I don't know you liked eggs so much.
I really like eggs. Or French toast.
Ooh, French toast. Can you make French toast? Did I ever show
I
you?
I made cherry French toast.
That's cool. Sherry, what's your favorite breakfast food?
I don't know. I really had breakfast and then she's home.
Do you like biscuits and
gravy? My balls itch. Would you rather be blind or deaf?
Blind.
Deaf.
Boy. You first, why?
Because I'm already pretty much skin blind and I need to hear. I'm better with my ears than my eyes already.
What about you, my boy?
Fuck it. I don't actually have any bullshit going on, but I just need my eyes to do what I need to do.
I want to hear nobody's bullshit anymore.
How did you get your name? Do you know it?
Maybe if it's in the summer, go back wherever and like chill, like smoke together, and just talk and hang out for a little while. Maybe with like some snacks or something, because you're tired from walking around the amusement park. And then he takes me home, kisses me goodnight, and that's the end.
How would you describe your perfect first date? Don't even know.
Never thought of it.
I never have either. That was all off the top of
off,
my head.
Off the top of her head.
Picture.
She's just gonna describe the same thing. He can't remember that. I can't remember it.
Bang, dude. God, banger. Go to the movie.
Went to eat her out.
Banger. Go meet your parents. Get head.
You're awful.
Fuck her milf of a mother. And then a twin sister. And then go home.
I hate you.
Why?
What celebrity do you like to follow? Jessica. Any celebrity, what's your favorite celebrity?
My favorite, I don't know if I'm a celebrity, because I know like famous people, but they're not like celebrities.
If they have more than 500,000 followers on Instagram, they're famous.
Yeah. And my favorite celebrity would either be like Austin Carlisle, or maybe like Palmer.
I didn't know that was a celebrity. I thought that was a band full of celebrities.
Yeah, but like them as a whole, like the brothers, like they're both.
Fair enough.
All four of them are phenomenal people.
Eminem, why?
You're a hoe.
Why do you like to follow yours?
Your fucking first date. You're a hoe. Why do I like to follow mine?
Yes.
Because they're just like phenomenal. Both Pally Royale and Austin like have always cared so much about their fans, and like they realize why they're famous, and they do not take that for granted whatsoever. And anytime they have an opportunity to meet their fans, they take it, or they work as hard as they can to get to meet them.
And, like, they're always so genuine and, like, appreciative and, like, sweet and caring every time I meet them. And I can say that because I've met them.
Fair enough.
Multiple times. Not often, but Palo Royale I've met a couple times.
Fair enough.
Get off of me, you hoe. What?
I'm sitting here staring at you so you can ask me, and you just completely ignore the sign.
Oh, what celebrity do you like?
I think my favorite celebrity... to follow is Jake Hill. Because, like, he does vlogs every once in a while on YouTube, and, like, it's just cool to see, like, how he's made himself an independent artist that's made 500 grand in 3 years. An independent artist that only makes music in his apartment. The only expensive thing he has is a Rolex and a Mercedes. And it's like the cheap $1,000 Rolexes.
How much time do we have?
5 minutes.
Yeah, it's 3 minutes. Oh, never mind, there goes. I just paused it.
Alright, comrades.
No, we still have... Can we go for one more minute?
No.
It's gonna end at 58. Why not? You don't have to pee that bad. I know you don't.
I don't have to pee, I'm cold.
You know what we should do? What? Pack another one and smoke one real quick.
No.
Please.
No.
Well, then go inside. Me and Jerry will.
Why are you trying to get low
down with my man? Alright, well, this has been Anarchy Records, The Purple Tree. And we out this.